In other Enron news, the company has announced plans to seek a new name soon. It's a way to dissociate the company from all the misdeeds of its past. It may not be so simple, of course, but we called on a new name, new start expert. There really are such people. John Davis is the CEO of Brand New View, isn't it, Mr. Davis?
That's correct.
Pretty good name for your own company.
Thanks.
So I think that we would have all liked to have done this. I mean, this is a human impulse, dating back perhaps to junior high school, change our name after some misdeed. Does it work for companies?
Well, it's a step in the right direction if a lot of other things are accomplished at the same time. Some examples of things that I think have gone well is Anderson Consulting, when they switched their name to Accenture about a year ago, have done, I think, a very solid job of positioning Accenture in the market as an established, formidable consulting organization. And I think that's helped them quite a bit. Now, that's separate from the other half of Anderson, which is currently the one associated with Enron. That's the accounting practice area, and that's a very different ball of wax.
And they may be your client next year.
Yeah.
But I would think it's much harder if your name has become a symbol of corruption or notoriety.
In the case of Enron, absolutely. I mean, it's become almost a pejorative term now that you've been Enroned by somebody, and quite clearly a name change for them is vitally important.
Do you have any suggestions for a new Enron name?
Well, you know, it's interesting because so much attention has been paid in the last 10 years to creating these artificial names out of, in a sense, compound letters that don't really mean anything. And the consequence for someone like an Enron is they ought to just start to think about speaking plainly about who they are. Now, I don't know what the exact words might be to convey what you asked, which is integrity and honesty and so forth, but they ought to start to look at maybe not being so clever with a name and speaking plainly instead so that they can get past this whole notion that they are a disaster and instead move on to where they're going to be in the future.
Mr. Davis, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sure. I appreciate it very much, and thanks for the time.
John Davis is CEO of the company Brand New View in Sacramento.